This is an important announcement. The podcast archive has a new home. You can now browse, download, and listen to over 100 episodes at jackasspenguinshow.com. That's jackasspenguinshow.com. Go discover some instrumental goodness at jackasspenguinshow.com.
The Jackass Penguin Show's Jazzy Selection.
Thank you. the track that you just heard, Return of the Pale One, is actually one of the only purely electronic, dare I say, dubstep-influenced pieces that I've written in recent times. It's based on the Mesoamerican legend of Quetzalcoatl, and I'll let you Google that and figure that one out. This is Tori of
The Jazz Monkey Cart. Hello.
And you are listening to the Jackass Penguin Show's Jazzy Selection. This is my first speaking excursion on Egal's podcast du jour. If you're interested in hearing some of my other compositions, tunes, feel free to Google the Jive Monkey Cartel or go to SoundCloud and look up Tori Slusher, and you'll find 80-some-odd tracks there for your listening pleasure. Our next selection is entitled Everybody Wants to Escape from New York, which I kind of stuck together around the time that Occupy Wall Street was just breaking out in the news. And it is, of course, a mashup, shall we say, of the Tears for Fears song Everybody Wants to Rule the World and John Carpenter's theme from Escape from New York. As you may or may not know, in addition to composing, I'm a guitarist. And in my spare time, I like to take random themes from songs and movies and work out fingerstyle arrangements of those pieces. And oftentimes, these pieces will end up merging together with other themes that I've worked out. And of course, the following track is a good example of just such an event. I should also mention that I play two-handed touch-style guitar, very similar to Stanley Jordan, if you know who that is. And so you'll hear some parts sound like maybe two guitars, but it's actually just one guitar. So enjoy. Thank you. about the jazz, our next track, which is the fourth movement of a string quintet, woodwind quintet, that I wrote many years ago. It's called Naked Donut. I better explain the title. The title actually is just a random reference to a certain type of donut that you can get at the supermarket that is neither glazed nor covered in a sugary powder. It is essentially naked. And this piece, which is a fugue and a canon stuffed together, is a tribute to the humble naked donut. Sincerely hope you enjoyed that classical selection. It's a bit out of place or out of character on a jazz podcast. Moving right along, our final selection for this podcast is titled Fine China and is a reference made by a character in the Dave Chappelle movie Half-Baked. I'll leave it to you to discover what it is that they're talking about. I'm actually playing lead guitar on this piece in a more conventional jazz rock style, if you will, which I don't do that often anymore. Definitely a big R&B fusion influence on this particular tune. This track is meant to be a ballad, so get out your tissues. Please pardon my bad jokes. And that pretty much does it. Thanks for listening to the Jackass Penguin Show's Jazzy Selection.
Thank you.
If you enjoy the Jackass Penguin Show's jazzy selection, share it with others. They too deserve half an hour a week of instrumental goodness.
Bonus round!
Okay, so maybe Fine China wasn't the last track. But this one is. It's called Sideways Shuffle. It's another trio tune. Lots of two-handed tapping throughout. Sort of a neo-bop feel. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
This is an important announcement. The podcast archive has a new home. You can now browse, download, and listen to over 100 episodes at jackasspenguinshow.com. That's jackasspenguinshow.com. Go discover some instrumental goodness at jackasspenguinshow.com.